So, okay, we've got tickets to see the Impractical Jokers. This is up in Bangor. We're calling this the March to Summer. Speaking of the boys of summer, summer's going to be here eventually. I had a weird moment this morning walking to the car, and even though it's chilly and rainy, I don't know what it was. There was something for a moment. I thought, summer's coming.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
Oh, I don't have that feeling.
So I started the day hopeful. I actually walked outside and I was like, nope, not so much. But this is the March to Summer because we're getting into the hottest shows coming through Bangor up at the Main Savings Amphitheater, including the Impractical Jokers. And you can have a pair of tickets if you get the answer right now. And survey says, when you are a house guest, okay, you're a house guest in someone's home. This is the number one thing house guests in your home notice. The blank. Okay? 790-792-6278.
Oh.
First person in with the right answer, you get the Impractical Jokers tickets. And they are playing in Bangor on July 27th. Okay, 7-9 Coast. Number one thing house guests notice about your home is the blank. Okay?
Okay. This is a tough one.
Very.
I know what I noticed, but that's because I'm crazy.
You said it, Kel.
I know. Very self-aware.
Now I'm really curious about what...
Want me to say it?
Yeah.
The toilet.
Okay.
I noticed that.
Like the cleanliness of it?
Yeah, well, because if I go to a place and their toilet is not clean, it's a...
Judgy.
Yeah.
You are judging them up
Listen,
and down.
You know I'm coming over? Clean your toilet.
Hi, good morning. Is it Sandy?
Sandy, yes.
Sandy, what's your guess? Number one thing house guests notice is the blank.
How your house smells?
The smell.
Oh.
Sandy's right!
Wow!
Sandy! Right! Go to the Impractical Jokers.
That's
Holy
awesome.
Moly.
Good job, Sandy.
Sandy, where'd you come up with that?
Yeah, where?
Her Jeez. Nose.
That's like the her, first her thing nose. I smell. I'm yep. a big nose person.
I'm a big nose person.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Well, main plastic in hand can help you with that. hang on, Sandy. We got to get your info, okay?
Okay.
And,
wow.
I agree 100%.
I love a good smelling house.
A good smelling house. Or if there's like a bad smell, it instantly makes you
not want to stay there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that what you were going to say, Todd?
No, I was kind of on the same avenue there with Kelly. It was something involving toilet paper, like the type of toilet paper, whether it's who puts it on with
upside down,
upside down or right side up or whatever, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Number one, the scent. Number two, the lighting. In your house, like if it's too harsh lighting,
dark, I'd be like, "What is this? A dungeon?"
I need light.
Oh, see, that's funny. I'd rather it be dark than too bright.
What?
You need to live with my wife and my children then.
Yeah, like nice and dim.
I can't stand that.
The clutter.
Yeah.
Another one. If the kitchen or the bathroom are dirty.
Yeah.
Those are the two spots people get judgy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, house plants. People notice either that you have them,
or that they're dying,
or that they're really.
Look awful.
No longer living. Yeah.
Yep.
Right. The entryway, the furniture, if you have totally empty walls.
Yep.
Music, if you don't have music playing.
Always have music playing.
And then the temperature.
Oh, Todd, you're out.
Uh-oh, tightwad Todd.
Todd is out.
That's one of the famous Todd stories.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Yeah. That was my partner had died, and Todd was like, oh, come over and... you know, I really want to see you. And so I popped over just, you know, for a hug and a little cry. And he goes, hey, he points up at the heat pump.
You feel it? It's nice and warm.
I turned the heat on for you.
It's kicking out some.
I was like, wow.
Kicking out some
friendship.
Warm air right
that,
now.
That's
that
love.
Friendship.
That
that's
is love. Todd's love language right
yep.
there.
Yep. My gift to you.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Then we cried and drank some bourbon and...
And then you left, and I turned the heat off.
Yep. every part of that story is 100% true.
It really is.
Yep.